I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, August 29. Coming up, Jamaica to get new area code. Prime Minister convenes special zones of operation meeting and four new dorm rooms added to Harmon Barracks. The news in detail after the break.
The Minister of National Security invites you to attend a town hall meeting Thursday, August 31 at the Evansville Complex in Windsor St. Anne at 6 p.m. Join us for the latest crime updates and to share your suggestions and solutions. The Minister of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
Now the news. Jamaica is to get a new area code. The Office of Utilities Regulation, OUR, responsible for numbering administration in Jamaica, announced on Monday that the new area code is 658. The OUR says it has become necessary for Jamaica to get an additional area code in order to ensure that there are sufficient numbers available to satisfy the projected demand over the next 25 years. The use of the new area code will necessitate the introduction of mandatory 10-digit dialing, that is, dialing using the 3-digit area code plus the 7-digit number for all local calls in Jamaica, effective May 31, 2018. The new code will come into effect after telephone numbers under the 876 area code are exhausted. Public education specialist at the OUR, Elizabeth Marsh, says the introduction of the new area code will have minimal impact on the public.
The additional area code will not mean an increase in telephone charges, nor will anyone have to change their existing numbers. However, we are encouraging persons like businesses and government agencies especially to start adding the current 876 area code on all their printed materials and signage.
Mrs. Marsh was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Monday met with Police Commissioner George Quelo and senior commanders of the Jamaica Constabulary Force ahead of the implementation of the Zones of Special Operations. This is the second meeting in as many weeks to discuss expectations for the zones. During the meeting, the Prime Minister emphasized that planning is critical to the successful implementation of the zones, notwithstanding calls for an immediate rollout. The Prime Minister also acknowledged the urgency of ensuring public safety and security. The Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Act was passed into law on July 14. The Act gives the Prime Minister in Council the authority to declare an area as a zone of special operations. Four new dormitory rooms have been added to the Harmon Barracks in Vinatown, St. Andrew, as part of efforts to boost accommodation and training spaces for police recruits. National Security Minister Robert Montague says the project, valued at $24 million, also includes a multi-facility bathroom and an auditorium.
So what we have decided to do is to increase the amount of spaces at Harmon Barracks, which we are now up to 200. And we are still going to be going up another 84 because we have just acquired a prefab building, which we are in the process of putting up.
And the main town repair works are underway at the National Police College in Twickenham Park, St. Catherine, geared at improving the conditions of the dormitories to accommodate recruits. The repairs are about 80% complete and the dorms are expected to be ready in time for the next batch of recruits. And the Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is appealing to guards contracted to private security companies to register under the sector's self-contributory health insurance scheme provided by the Guardian Group. The scheme, launched in November 2016 by National Security Minister Robert Montague, targets security guards who are employed to private security companies across Jamaica.
It's a win-win situation. It's in the interest of the company. It's in the interest of the guard. It's in the interest of all of the persons within the security industry. And it's to remind them, although we largely speak of the guards, this is open to all persons who are licensed and registered with the PSRA, because that's the criteria.
Executive Director of the PSRA, Roslyn Monteith Campbell. The Private Security Regulation Authority is a statutory body under the Ministry of National Security charged with monitoring and regulating all stakeholders in the private security industry. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.